on a fantastic Thursday. My goodness, the week has passed by, family, on a fantastic Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, here on Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, singer, songwriter, vibing, yes, Lord, super talented, Mr. Noel Gordine is joining us today. And he, man, we have some new music, beautiful, long overdue, new hit single, of course. You, I'm Ready. And also, we're going back to 2023 and 2022 with Getcha and also Get to You. Brother, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Oh, man, it's been a long time coming. But you know what? I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Oh, yeah.
You put out this classic album, City Heart, Southern Soul.
Yeah.
And at one point, I thought that was going to be your albatross. I said, wait a minute. You put out this classic album, then all of a sudden, okay, no new music, no new music. Then all of a sudden, you bless us in 2022, 2023, and now we're here in 2024. And I wanted to ask you, what was your thought process after you made that classic album as far as the direction you wanted your music to take?
City Heart, Southern Soul is kind of like my motto. You know, I like to say I'm city to the heart, but southern to the soul, because I'm right. Originally from Boston, and my folks are from Mississippi, so that's kind of like my thing. But that album was something that I had a lot of fun making, man. It was something because it was pretty much an homage to all my favorite artists that I grew up listening to. You know, that I was listening to when I was with my pops, and I was always with my pops.
Right.
He was the one that introduced me to music and soul music and you know, that music that made me smile when I was 5 years old. You know, that was something that a lot of folks in my family was like. Like Willie T, you got this little cat listening to all this old music, you know, Johnny Taylor, Tyrone Davis, Brooke Brenton, you know, Jerry Butler, all of that music, man. Solomon right. Burke. So that album, you know, was pretty much an homage to all my favorite artists and you know, Al Green and Sam Cooke and all of that kind of stuff. All of that music that my pops raised me on. And you know, that I've come to kind of smush all of their favorite, like their styles into mine, and kind of became an amalgam of styles that I pretty much encapsulate as Noel Gordine. So that's what that album was about, and I had a lot of fun making that, man. And a lot of folks don't even know about that album, man. So that's what's up that you bring it up, Teddy B.
Oh man, hey, I'm a music purist, man. I know my music, and when I had Gator more on the show, we were sitting up and we were vibing, and I was telling him, man, I said, you know what, somewhere along the way, the pure artistic quality of R&B soul music has been forgotten.
Yeah.
When I listen to him and I listen to artists like yourself, you had something to say in your music. It was therapeutic. You were able to reveal the art of how to speak to a woman, your journey on building relationships. And now everything has become so crass, so X-rated and so vile. There's nothing there. And I wanted to ask you, you've been in this business for a minute.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask you the direction that you see how the industry has completely turned. What is your thoughts on it? Do you think we can ever get back to that kind of R&B soulful music?
Man, I think that we can, but it's just, I think it's going to take the, you know, the AAA artists to really harness it back into, you know, into frame, because it seems like, you know, how styles come around, they leave and then they come back, you know, and it's just off frame. You know what I'm saying?
I think we
need the right people to kind of harness it and bring it back into frame. But you know what? It seems like it's kind of coexisting at the same time, because there's a lot of artists, you know, like Calvin Richardson and you know, a lot of artists are still doing that, that soul music, you know, still making that soul music and speaking to folks' souls. And a lot of the times it seems like it's a niche kind of thing, which is kind of crazy, right? Because something that can touch your soul is something that kind of should bind us all. You know what I mean? Right. All music listeners. You know, you got Eric Roberson out there doing it, you know, Kindred and Family Soul, you know, all of those folks making music, Hill Street Soul, you know, all of these folks that are making music that people can kind of it's familiar in one instance, but still it's new in another. And that's the thing that we got to continue to do. But I think we can still get back to it. It's just people believing in it and knowing that there's a future for it, because people always, that neo soul style, there's nothing new about this soul. It's right. Soul music that can speak to people in their instances and their experiences and you know, what we go through in our daily lives. So like you said, I like to try to tell stories, something that people can relate to, because most of the time, there's a huge chance that you're not the only one going through these things or witnessing this or that. So that's what I try to do with my artistry and try to tell stories and try to tell things that are worthwhile and will stand the test of time. And that's, you know, hence timeless music. So
right.
I think there's a lot of artists out here that's still doing it. But like I said, I think it's going to take certain artists to kind of bring it back into frame. You know what I mean? And
right.
But we're just going to continue to make this music, man, because that's what we do. It's in our heart and in soul, and you know, it's every part of our being. So this is the music that I love making. You know, on my new project that I got coming up, Back to Basics, is something that I kind of put some newish styles on it, but you could still tell it's Noel Gordine. You know what I'm saying? I could put right. some new things into it, but it's still at the essence of it. It's still me.
Right. One of the things that I enjoy as far as this brief time we've had an opportunity to converse with one another, you have a very unique perspective, because growing up in the household, when you mention people like Al Green, Tyrone, yeah. great, all these great artists, you know, from Sam Cooke to Al Green to Tyrone Davis to yeah. Solomon Burke, yeah. I can go on and on. Mm-hmm. When you grow up in a household like that, and you have that kind of perspective on what music, that pure essence of what music is. And what I think today is a lot of these younger artists, they don't have that kind of perspective.
True.
They're going by the flavor, quote unquote, absolutely. The flavor of the month. It's mm-hmm. kind of hard to speak to a woman in a very loving, romantic way.
Yeah.
When today's woman has no idea what romance is, they have no idea what love is. They have no idea as far as having the art of communication between that man
That's true.
And that woman. So this is where Noel comes into the picture.
Yeah.
And he's dropping these gems on yeah. certain things. Hey, this is how you communicate. There's a level of transparency through my music. And you mentioned you have some new music on the way. Can you give the listeners out there and the fans out there, not fans, I like to call family because fans sound so generic. Yeah. Can you give us an idea on how many tracks can we expect from the new project?
I'm looking at 7 or 8 right now.
Okay.
You know, that's the way it's looking. I got an intro that's going to be very special and pretty much tells the story of the whole EP
okay.
in just a few minutes. But yeah, it's going to be 7 or 8 records. And, you know, I got a 2 EP deal. So this is only the first one coming up that I'm really excited about. We're very, very excited about this one. This is pretty much, you know, the first project that I started putting together after losing my pops in 2020. So this was, you know, I kind of went on hiatus and kind of sunk into a little low. But I'm back, man, and I'm feeling good. And you know, writing again and feeling good on what I'm doing and putting my voice down and loving what I'm hearing from myself, you know, because it was a time where I just wasn't digging what I was doing.
Right.
But right now I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. And, you know, the world and the limits are, you know, I'm limitless right now. I'm boundless. So I'm feeling real good. Feeling real good.
Man, it's a beautiful thing. You know, people from the outside looking in, they don't really truly understand the things that artists go through. Yeah. They look at artists as this mystical creature. They have no feelings. They have no emotion. Everything is beautiful. And say, wait a minute, I'm going through my own personal trials and tribulations. I'm trying to deal and get my mental back together. And yeah. to a short period of time, I've actually lost my love. What I love to do the most, and seeing you now that you've been able to recapture that kind of love and passion for your music, man, it's a beautiful experience. And you have so many people out there that have been vibing with you since the yeah. beginning. You returned from the river. Yeah, got some new music. You're gonna bless us with some. You're gonna bless us with some new music. And I know I had a lot of people email me saying,
Yeah, it's ebbs and flows, man. You know, and you know, we're all human, and we all have our own ebbs and flows, and mountains and peaks to the rivers and the valleys. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just trying to have more better days than you do bad ones. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I had to get through, and talking with family and you know, going through that, and talking with mentors and such that I've met in the industry and all of that kind of stuff, and pulling me through, man, and getting back to it, but getting back to what I love to do, you know, the essence of me and for me, which is life, you know, and life is music for me. So, but yeah, man, that's true, man. A lot of folks don't know about the, you know, the behind the scenes and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, so I'm not one that's one that's basically going to post everything on, you know, social medias and all of that. I'm not the type to do that and post all my pictures of my food and all of that kind of stuff and ailments and this and that. But, you know, I do need to get better at that. But yeah, it's things that a lot of folks don't understand and see what you're going through unless you let them know. And I'm not one to let folks know that right out, you know, right from the rip. But man, I just feel good right now and coming back, and you know, it's that season again to look to release some new music. And I know it's been a grip and folks been looking out for me, but I'm ready, man, working with a lot of different artists and stuff like that. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this new year, 2024, and see what it holds, man. And I appreciate you for giving me this time, man. It's always good to get on here and rap about music, man, and talk, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, it's all about vibing out and giving the people what they want, man. And like I said, I've been a long time admirer of your music. And when my scheduler coordinator came to me and said, hey, you know what? Noel has some new music. I said, nah, come on, really? We got to get this brother on. We got to get the brother on the show. I said, because he took one of those John Lennon extended vacations, man. We want to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I did.
And I said, he's back and he's returned. You know, I wanted to ask you now, because you see so many artists that have taken residencies in Vegas. You have that. You also see a lot of these artists, established artists that have been around for a long time. They're selling their catalogs. Did you ever think that we would get to a point here in the States where we would no longer have record stores anymore? No more Tower Records, Sam Goody, Music Land, The Warehouse. But when you go over to the UK, they have all that. They love R&B music with a passion. And I wanted to ask you, do you think that somehow, some way here in the States, we become spoiled and unappreciative of our music?
Absolutely. And it is disheartening to not see any more, you know, no record stores and stuff like that. Cause I was doing that when I was young, when I was a DJ, started off as a DJ and all of that. I was going there looking through records and you know, sales and clearances and all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, it is disheartening, man. And when I went over to the UK and performed over there, people, you know, looking at me and singing every lyric and, you know, just feeling it, being inside the music while performing it for them. And yeah, it seems like we have lost something, man. And it's disheartening, but it's hard to put your finger on what it is, man, because it seems like, I mean, why would you get rid of, like, there's a lot of stuff that's all digital now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Used to have physical copies that you could give out and all of that, because I used to reorder CDs from the companies that I was with, you know, record labels, to sell them at shows and all of that kind of stuff. And they was like, at a certain time, was like, yeah, we're gonna discontinue printing up CDs and all of that. I was like, what? You know, so at a certain time, I was like, I don't understand that. A lot of folks, you know, at least I come from a school, you know, I'm a younger cat, but I've always been, you know, like a older soul. But I've always been one that's wanted to get a physical copy. I like to look at the credits and see what artists and what you know, players and all of this, you know, musicians was on records. And you know, that's how deep I was into it and how deep I am into it. So, it's disheartening, man, when you see that. It's changed so much over here. And a lot of folks, like you said, the younger folks earlier, they have no recollection of what that is like. you know, being able to go out to a record store and just chill and listen to a record. They got SL 1200 techniques over there. You can put a record on and sample it and all that kind of stuff. They don't know nothing about that, man. And I think that's something that kind of detached from the soul of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that was very tangible and touchable. And, you know, you could go there and do that. And now, like everything now, you have to download it or this or that. You know, it's not the same, man. I don't know what it is, man. It's just tough.
It is.
I don't know if it's a money thing or you know, if it's a capitalism type of thing where the certain folks at the top want to control everything. But it's something that we've lost something. We've lost something.
Oh, without question. I'll take it a step further. See, I know I'm dating myself, you know. We both 21, but it's okay. I'm all right with that. I remember when Columbia House, all you had to do was put a penny.
A penny. Man. I did it a bunch of times, yo.
And get vinyl, get your cassettes. Absolutely. I remember that. I remember when I had to do chores to get maybe $5 or even $10 to be able to go to the neighborhood record store and buy some vinyl. I couldn't wait to get my hands on some vinyl. It was something special about doing something like that. Now, here in the States, that's all been taken away. But then you go over to Japan, Germany, Switzerland, Australia, UK. They'll sit up and have your first album, know your words, all the liner notes. Everything. They have such a love and great appreciation for music. You are being treated with such respect and you're being revered for what you're doing. Because I don't care what you do in life, you want to be respected.
Absolutely.
For your craft. And I know that you can't wait to get back over to the UK because I know you have a tremendous love affair for the UK. For the people who have not had an opportunity to visit the United Kingdom and the music scene out there, give them some insight on what it's like out there to actually perform your music.
Man, it's like a whole circuit out there. You know, all the DJs are tied into all the shows, all of that kind of stuff. It's like I spent a whole day doing plates for DJs, for probably 50 DJs that want, you know, come in and, and plates is kind of like you sing your record. They have a record that you want, that they want you to sing, and you put their name in it or something like that, some kind of spin. And, you know, I just spent it. We always book one more extra day to stay out there and do plates for DJs. But being at the show and everybody's, they're just in tune with you. You know what I mean? They're right there for you. If you miss a lyric, they're right there on top of you. You know what I mean? And you know, there was a couple of times I just stopped singing. You know what I mean? And they was just singing the record. And that's incredible, man. You know, it's, you know, these big AAA artists, they're used to that. You know, they can go up on stage and not even say anything, you know, for the whole set. But I'm one that I like to perform my records and give the audience, you know, what they pay for. But when you miss one or just stop singing, and that's what I did a few times while I was over there. I was in London and I was in Birmingham and a couple other cities. But, man, with just to see the passion that they have, and they're right there lockstep with you, and they're present the whole time. You know what I mean? Nobody on their phones. If they're on their phones, they're trying to record you or something like that, but they're right there with you. And that's a special thing, man, because, you know, ultimately on stage, we artists, we want to have that connection with the crowd. And when, you know, we try, and the professionals can do it, even though the crowd isn't giving it to you or giving you no energy or whatever, we still, you know, continue to do that and try to connect with the crowd, and they're never not connected, and that's the special thing about that. And it's a whole circuit, like I said, it's a whole system over there. All the DJs are intertwined in the whole thing, and the stage shows, and you know, it's just it's passion, man. It's really what it is. It boils down to passion, and they got it. They haven't lost it,
man. You know, it's something I can't even describe it. You know, a good friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, Bobby Caldwell. Yeah. And we used to have these conversations, and he would say, Teddy Bear, he said, Japan is like a second home to me. He said, there are times where I could just sit there on a chair and the audience is just singing the entire chorus of the song. And it just leaves you mesmerized, and it takes your breath away from an emotional standpoint that you have between what, 4,000 to 5,000 people or more singing your song in chorus, and you just sitting there. It's like, wow, is this? It's like a very surreal kind of moment. And so many people who love your music and has been with you from the beginning. And I wanted to find out, what kind of message would you like to convey to them, to showing the amount of love and respect that they have for you?
I would just say I appreciate it, because like we was talking about earlier, the ebbs and flows, and a lot of times that people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It's those folks, those comments, you know, saying this record is inspiration for whomever. And it's all those comments that brought me back. It helped to bring me back, you know, looking at the views and all of that, and people really loving what I'm doing and throwing down. And from the gate, a lot of folks, been there, like you said, been there for me from the gate. And like me reading those comments, going on social media and seeing what folks are saying about this record and that record and how this record is their favorite one. And a lot of folks use my record Brand New as a alarm clock, you know, alarm clock type record, and waking them up. And that's special. That is special for me. And that keeps me holding on, keeps me pushing forward. And it keeps me trying to reach that next plateau of an artist, of artistry, you know, because right. That's just me. I never stop learning. And I love that. There's always something else for me to learn. And that's what I've been trying to do not just as a man, but as an artist, and just trying to be the best I can be. So those folks, they keep me there, man. They keep me present,
right,
knowing what I got to do, and keep me focused and on my path, man. So I appreciate it.
I seen an interview that you did, I think it was about maybe 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really stuck to me, you said, you know what? I absorb everything like a sponge, mm-hmm, to help me become a better version of myself. Because at the end of the day, music is not something that I do. Music is who I am. And I said, right. I'll be damned. I said, I can vibe with that. I said, because very few of these young artists, they don't get it. They don't understand it. They can't relate. How much has music become such an integral part of who Noel Gordine is?
It's from when I was a little kid, man, when I didn't even know really what any artist, who any artists were. But when I was listening, I was sitting in the back seat. I always say it, my pop's old Granville, Pontiac Granville. And man, when he would play those records, man. And I would just, you know, just look out the window, because I was so short. I couldn't even, you know, can't see over the, you know, I was just looking out the window into the sky, and just smiling, man. You know what I mean? And I always said, when I came of age, and I was like, I want to, this music is what's for me. You know what I mean? I've always said I wanted to make people smile the way I smiled when I was listening to that music. And it got to a point where, you know, I love the music of the times when I was growing up and all of that kind of stuff, you know, the guy and all of that kind of stuff, and Ready for the World. I was a little younger, but listening to that, but it was always that older music that I went back to. It was always that music, because it was so pure, you know what I mean? And a lot of times, a lot of folks don't realize, and I always say this, I said, Temptations, you always listen to them and think they were older fellas. They were 17, 16, yeah, 17, 18 years old when they were
young cats. Young, you know, cats. I mean? Yeah.
And it was just something that they were born with. And that's what they were. And that's what touched me when I was little and coming up and knowing that it was for me. There was something that I really wanted to do. And me being a Virgo and a perfectionist, and you know, I kind of went into hiding. A lot of folks didn't even know what I was. You know, I was always an athlete, but a lot of folks didn't know that I was studying to do this music stuff. And me, I wanted to perfect as much as I could my craft, and knowing that I was comfortable with me doing what I was doing before I let anybody know that what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I would go over to all of these spots in the city, up in Boston. And, you know, can I just perform? Can I perform here just for this time or whatever, you know? But yeah, you can't drink, you can't be around when folks are something. So, you know, it was always, right, always right. little rules, but it was just something that I would go and perform, and people were starting to learn that I was with this. This is what I was doing. And they was like, man, we had no idea. Everywhere I went in the city, we had no idea. But you good. You know what I mean? So it was just something that was always there ever since I was a child and rolling with my pops and listening to all of that, to all of his oldie but goodies. You know, on those 3-day long Maxell tapes. You remember them joints of Black?
Oh, man. You really took me.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it was all the oldie but goodies. He had volumes 1 through 100. So, you know.
Oh, man. Really?
But yeah, man, it was that's ever since then, I just had a love for the music, man, and the way it made me feel with the live instrumentation and the lyrics and everything that meant something. You know what I mean? And, you know, the older I got, the sweeter it sounded to me. So I try to encompass that and make people feel the way I felt when I was little and listening to that music.
You know, when I first became aware of you and the first time I listened to one of your songs, I said, this brother reminds me of a time of the Stax music era of music. And it was a beautiful era of music between Stax and the Philadelphia Soul, of course, Motown. It was definitely a beautiful experience. And you can see certain people that have that special quality that they are born with. It's a gift. And you definitely have that gift. And I'm so glad that you're here sharing and blessing us again with some new music. And remember, family, the new hit single is available right now. Of course, You, I'm Ready is available on Apple, iTunes. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Noel's official website. That's NoelGordineMusic.com. And hopefully soon, he'll be out performing in a city near you. But I wanted to let you know, brother, this is your home, away from home, whatever you need. Don't hesitate to let the teddy bear know. We vibe. We respect you. We love everything you're doing. We're glad to see that you're back in the saddle and blessing us with some new music, man. It's definitely a beautiful experience.
Man, I really appreciate it, Teddy B. And you know, it means a lot to me, man, because you're giving voice to the artists like myself that, you know, deserve it. You know what I mean? That are putting out music that still harkens back, but still gives you something new at the same time. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you for allowing me to come on in and talk with you. I always thought that, you know, to me, it's not like an interview. It's just rapping about music and
yeah, man.
Things just, going just, on. You know what I mean?
Just vibing.
Yeah.
We're just vibing. And you mentioned the name earlier, and people may not know who this person is. Calvin Richardson. The Soul Prince.
Yeah.
This cat has been putting in work for a long time. A long time. And that's one of the things that really agitate me. When you have artists like Calvin, artists like yourself, you're not getting the necessary airplay that you need on these top, quote unquote, top 40 radio stations. But yet still, you can have a cat from the UK that sings R&B. And they on the Billboard charts.
Everywhere.
Make it make sense. That's
You can't make it make sense. Nah, you can't. But you know, we just continue to do what we do, man. And I just had a show with Calvin in Jackson, Mississippi. We're gonna be getting back together again this year, a bunch of times. But yeah, man, just shout out to all of those artists just putting in the work, man. Just putting it down and doing it with passion, man, and putting people's booties in the seats, you know what I mean? And just having a good time doing it, man. We see each other on the road and we all know where it's coming from. It's all that passion, man, and we know what we gotta do to continue to do it. So that's what we do, man. We put our heads down and keep on trucking. You know what I mean?
I tell you what I will do is that when your new album or EP comes out, I want to buy at least 15 copies and give them away as gifts, man, for the listeners, because I want to get people lost in some real soul music, because we want our soul music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. It's coming soon, bro. It's coming soon, real soon. So, yeah, man, that was big. I like that. I like that. I might take care from you, bro.
All right. Remember, family, the new hit single, You, I'm Ready, is available as we speak. Make sure that you follow and support this very talented brother on all his social media websites, Facebook, also on Instagram, and Lord have mercy, TikTok. This is where we're at, family. This is where we're at, social media. But to connect, stop at his official website again. That's at www.noelgordinemusic.com. Brother, thank you so much for joining us. And as in always, keep it soulful, okay?
Man, always, brother. I appreciate you, man. Love.
It's all love, man. Super talented Noel Gordine here on Night Tracks Radio. Remember, family, the new hit single, You, I'm Ready, it's available as we speak. And while you're there on Apple, be sure to get his 2023 and 2022 hit singles. Of course, Get Ya and Get to You. That's a must. And if you want a fantastic album, his 2014 album, City Heart, Southern Soul, 10 tracks, a kaleidoscope of soulful therapeutic music. Lord have mercy, genius. Well, thank you, Miss Holmes. Thank you for tuning in. Lovely one. I appreciate it. Teddy Bear has nothing but love for you. And family, oh, and before I foolishly forget, I want to send out a very special thank you to Now. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I'm lost for words. The show we did last night with Now Yoshioka was incredible. I want to thank all my brothers and sisters over in Japan for tuning in and watching us last night. It was definitely a beautiful experience. And be sure to get Now's new, her two latest singles. Of course, Let It Flow. You got to get that. And also, Knock on Your Door featuring Big State 75. That will be available tomorrow. That's tomorrow, March 15th. It's been a fantabulous week. I want everyone to have a groovy Thursday evening and a very prosperous Friday. And yeah, and a chocolate weekend. Lord have mercy. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. If you're in the audio version, we're streaming live right now on iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. And for the video version of the interview, you can always subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at youtube.com/Night Tracks with two X's. That's Night Tracks Music Podcast. Also on TikTok, that's at Night Tracks Radio, again with two X's, same handle. On Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, it's called X now. We're also on X too. And if there's a particular artist that you would like to have the Teddy Bear on the show, send us an email. We'll make it happen. That's what we do, because I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all those needs. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. God bless.